That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. That's good, wasn't it?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Good service. Amen.
Amen.
Goodness all the way around. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you from my heart here today. You have your Bibles, the book of Matthew, chapter 23. Matthew, chapter 23. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know if I'm going to preach to you or just sort of talk to you from my heart. That's what I'm hoping I can do. Amen. Let's just start verse 1. Matthew 23, verse 1. Then spake Jesus unto the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not.
Yeah.
Praise God. This is all good. I'll get a few more of these. I've got what I need, really. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and they lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them, amen, with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. Amen. They make broad their, how do you say that?
Phylacteries.
And enlarge their borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and chief seats in the synagogues. Well, you can keep on reading that later for homework. Hallelujah. Remind me later, I forgot to take an offering up. Amen. But anyhow, you get the picture of what we was reading here. Amen. People that love to be seen, people that like to lay burdens, but yet don't do nothing themselves. This really, speaking of the hypocrite here, amen. Speaking of the Pharisee, amen. Praise God. I looked at the Pharisee. It's a self-righteous person,
yeah.
A hypocrite.
Yeah.
One that states that they're separated. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us here today. Amen. I tell you, church, we're in the dark hour, and I'm not going to focus on this, but I feel like I need to make a few statements before I can get to where I need to get. Amen. But have you ever seen such an hour where they can pass out contraceptives in the schoolhouse, but you can't give a child an aspirin or a Tylenol? Amen. Oh, you can't do that. Praise God. And I mentioned this in the past, but how that we kicked God out of our schools. We're not allowed to pray. We're not allowed to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag anymore. But we've replaced that with guard dogs and armed guards out to the door. Amen. That's where we are in America today. Hallelujah. Amen. We sink just a little bit lower and a little bit lower. Although I do praise God, and we praised Him, I thought, the other night for Roe versus Wade being overturned. Amen. That's wonderful, ain't it? Woo, hallelujah. I thank God that the previous administration set up some good conservative judges on the board. Aren't you?
Right.
Amen. But I am afraid that this secular administration is wanting to and will, if they have power long enough, to try to pack the court. Amen. God help us, Lord, in this last day. Amen. And I didn't know it, but you can read about it. You can Google it. And I don't really shop in bookstores like Books A Million and stuff like that so much. I've been there, bought stuff, and usually just look for what I need and leave. But the books on the occults, books on devil worshipers and extra worldly endeavor, there's more books on things like that today than there ever has
been. You're right.
There's more people actively, amen, practicing in devil worship today, amen, than we really had a record of. Amen. Amen. We're living in a dark hour, church. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I said we're living in an hour where, as though people think they're their own little gods. We've got Benny Hinn's, and now we've got Jakes, and we've got Oprah, and we've got all these big-time people that carry a lot of influence. Tell people that there's little Jesus is living down inside. We're all a little Jesus. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Amen.
Amen. We're all not a little Jesus, but we all depend upon great big Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, I can do nothing to help me. Oh, no. Amen. Brother Anthony, I get sick. Unless Jesus comes by and helps me, I'm going to die. Amen. Oh, yeah. Great God in heaven. Amen. What I'm trying to say is there's nothing good in Jason. Anything that's good in me or in you comes from him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And pray for me. It's going to take me a few minutes to get to where I need to be. Amen. But saying all that to say this, we need Jesus today more than we ever have.
Yes, yes.
Brother Rye said his room's finished. Amen. And praise God. I don't know. He may have a lot of days left. He may stand before, amen, God pretty soon. Amen. But I tell you what, whether we have 20 years of life left or whether we have 20 hours left, I know this. I want to be ready when I stand there. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What I'm trying to say is there's a lot of things you can indulge in this life. There's a lot of things that you can spend your life doing. Amen. But if God would help me for just a few minutes, and I mean just a few moments here today, I'd like to talk to us about being real. Amen. Just being real. Amen. These Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, they were so fake. Amen. And they'd make you sick. Hallelujah. They'd sit out there in the public places and they'd say big prayers and then they'd go out and drink at the social hall that night. Amen. Thank God that ain't being real, is it? Oh, Lord, help me here. And Brother Ralph Cox, I listen to him quite a bit lately. Man, I tell you what, he's against them Catholics. Amen. And but anyhow, he talked about that book so much. Several of his sermons, he brought that book out. I need to get that book and read it. Amen. How it uncovers the sins of the Catholic Church. Amen. How that them priests for so many years claimed to be monks or whatever, abstained from sexual activity. Great God. And you study that out. It's so corrupt. Amen. And these nuns, amen, and these monks, and they found out the sins amongst themselves, and even the molestation of little boys that these monks have performed all throughout these years. What are you saying, Brother Jason? Fake, amen. That's what I'm saying. Amen. Just fake. Hallelujah. But we're living in an hour, Sister Shirley Breedlove. If we've ever needed to see a real preacher, we need to see him today. Amen. If we've ever seen a real Christian, Brother Daniel Bragg, we need to see him today. Amen. If we've ever really seen a real dad, we need to see him today. Amen. If we've ever really seen a real mom, we need to see here today. We need somebody that's real. Amen. We don't need a make-believe. We don't need a painted up fake veneer. But we need a real person. Amen. We need a real Christian. Amen. We need a real child of God. We need a real church. Did you hear me here today? There's so much fake. There's so much that can be imitated. But give us a real thing. Amen. Hey! I said I want a real thing. I've been to restaurants. Amen. Before, and look at me, you can tell I'm not real picky. Amen. Brother Tommy, I can eat just about anything. But sometimes we go to these restaurants and I call it fake chicken. Amen. You bite into that and it's spongy. Hey, God, you ever get some of that fake chicken? It looks like chicken. It kind of tastes like chicken, but it don't feel like chicken. Amen. Hey, there's a lot of ways to make things fake. There's a lot of ways to make things imitate what was real. And the church has done a good job. Amen. This worldly church I'm talking about has done a good job for a long time imitating the real church. But now they can't even do a good job at that. Oh, amen. I hope you don't get mad at me here. But I'm just getting started. Amen. Now they can't even do a good job at that. You know what churches do now? You go in, they dim the lights, they turn the strobes on, amen, and lights, looks like a bar room somewhere. I come to tell us, church, America's going to hell in a handbasket. And if she ever needs a real church, we need a church today. If America's ever had a real preacher, he needs to climb in the pulpit and preach today. I got a burden on my heart to tell the church Be that girl or boy at the house that you are in public.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Amen.
Somebody to be real.
Be real.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Now, I don't want you to think I agree with this, but I've been around folks, Brother Tom, and I'll leave this for a generalizer. I don't want to throw nobody under the bus. I grew up in a rough environment, really. A lot of my family used to watch the soaps. I don't even know if they got them nowadays. You know what the soaps are?
Dark.
Soap operas. One of them used to be called General Hospital, and I can't even remember half of that stuff. Woo! But I was exposed to a lot of that. Hey, man, growing up. And you know what, Brother Daniel? That one thing I remember about the old soap operas. Thank God they was all painted up. They was all fake. One day Susie loved John, the next day Susie loved Jimmy. Amen. They love somebody different every day. They hurt somebody different every day. Amen. It's taught America, society, amen, that you don't have to be real. Just change tomorrow. Amen. You can be somebody different. And that's what they're literally telling our people. If you're not happy with the way God made you, you can be a woman. Amen. If you ain't happy, girl, with who God made you, could be. I don't care. It's a bunch of hogwash. Amen. I'm not a very smart person, but hey, I can teach somebody some things. I like to tell you, amen, the aim of two. Amen. And I'm not trying to be real plain, but this is just the way God made us. God made a man and God made a woman. And it's very easy to find out the first minute they're born. You look south, amen, where God set the difference between the genitalia of a man and a woman, and you'll find out if you're a man, and you'll find out if you're a woman, and if you're a man, let's spend the next, amen, 5 years of your life studying what a man is, if you don't think you want. And if you're a woman, do some research on how a woman acts. Hey, we're spending too much time trying to teach people how to live the opposite sex. Amen.
Come on.
You're right.
Great check,
right?
Fake.
Yeah. Dear
Lord.
Fake.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you.
I'm in the middle of it now.
Come on.
But while I was somewhere, and I'm going to keep this very broad.
Come on, bro.
Woo! Pray for me here.
Bless you, Lord.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Come on.
And this old fella, he's singing pretty good. But great God, he's flipping that microphone around. And he's singing. And I thought,
come on.
The man don't act like it. Amen.
Come on, Larry.
If you see me flipping that microphone around while I'm preaching, I want you to tell me about it. Amen. Because I'm going to act a little bit different.
Come on, bro.
Great God in heaven.
Woo! Come on.
So after church, some of us guys naturally got over talking about it. Amen. One of them fellas said, we is way out. Well, I bet I'm going to use broad terms. We is way out. Amen. At a certain meeting. And he said they had me over the song part of that meeting. And I said, I need a tenor. And somebody said, there's a tenor. And he said, I need another one. Hey, God, I don't need that tenor, but I need another tenor. Amen. We need a man to learn to act like a man. And a woman to be a woman. We've had so much fakeness. We've had so much acting. We've had so much imitation. We need a real thing. America needs to be real again. Huntington, we need to learn to be real. Good Shepherd, learn to be real. Learn to put God first and be a real man. Be a real woman. Be a real Christian. Be a real dad. Be a real mom. Don't fake it. Be real.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
My.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm into it now.
Come on.
Bless you, Lord.
You can fake how to pray.
Amen.
Right. You can fake a lot of things.
Come on.
But when you really get in the fire, That's when we find out if you're real or not.
Don't.
Oh, God.
Get in the fire.
Lord, help us here today. We've spent more on dog food. Amen. Last year in America than we did on the missions. Did you hear that? Now, I realize stock market's what, down 20-30% right now? But before that, did you know Apple and Tesla, to the largest market cap companies in all the world, Apple was worth over $2 trillion. It still may be, even with the recent downturn. I'm not sure. Tesla was somewhere up there around that, also $2 trillion. You know what we could do with $2 trillion if we spent that, as Jesus said, to go and preach the gospel to all the world? Hey, I believe we could close our jails down, half of them. Come on now. I believe we could close down correctional facilities. Amen. I believe we could close down about half of these methadone clinics. Amen. I believe we could close down about half of these needle, amen, programs that pass out needles for the drugs. Hey, illegal drugs, may I say. And the government takes your tax dollars and buys hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of needles and passes them out because they said it's going to be cheaper in the long run. Amen. To keep down the spread of disease. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, the government, you ain't never got nothing right.
Yep.
Come on. You don't even know how to run a government, how to run a state, much less a nation. Hey, I tell you how to solve that problem. That did save several hundred thousands of dollars and hire some old gospel preachers and put them out on the street corners and say, preach hell hot and heaven sweet, and we can get back to revival. We can get back to knowing what it's like to have an old-fashioned help, amen, raising move of God again. That's what it's going to take, church. It's going to be old-timers. They were real. I said them old-timers, they would pray until heaven fell. Them old-timers, they weren't fake, but they were real, amen.
Yes.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
But yet now we spend our money on everything besides the gospel. We hadn't even took an offering up yet in this church today. They always say all them churches care about is money. Well, a real church don't.
Right.
And maybe them old strobe light churches, that's what they care about, because they're building bigger buildings. And they got to buy more strobe lights. Come on. But a real church, he ain't caring, worried all about your money, although it does take money to operate. Amen. Although it does take money. Amen. And I'll go ahead and throw this in here. If you love God, amen, you'll give of your money. That's right. And if God ain't got a hold of your heart, amen. If God ain't got a hold, rather, of your billfold, he ain't got a hold of your heart either. Amen. Oh, it's quiet on me right here. Glory to God. You can go search from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and God's people are a given people. Hey, we was up there in Richlands, and they took up $119,000. Amen. To build a new open air tabernacle, the one they got in now, they've outgrown it, and they need to build another. They built that one when I was a kid. Yeah, God, now they want to build another one. And I'm all for it, Brother Anthony. Who wants to give, man? There's hands going across that house. $10,000, $10,000, $10,000. Well, they said, anybody give $5,000? Weston raised his hand up. And Michelle grabbed him real quick. Glory to God. Hey! Hey, I come to tell you here today, $119,000. They run for king and queen up there. It's a long story. $10,000-something for that. I don't know how. Man, they kept taking the money up there. Hey! And somebody said, ain't that a lot? Amen. Not if that's what you're looking forward to raising your grandkids on. Not if that's what you're looking forward to raising your children in the house of the Lord. Great God, what are you investing in? These people spend thousands and thousands of dollars. Amen. On hunting and fishing. Amen. On things of this world. Amen. On the travel ball teams. My neighbor up there, amen, said that his grandson travels, I don't know, multiple states. He's on a traveling ball team, and they spend thousands of dollars teaching that boy, Brother Anthony, how to in. It's worth it. It's worth more than the dogs. It's worth more than cars. I said this right here is the real deal. And it's worth selling out for. And it's worth investing in. It'll save your children. It'll save your family. This is the real thing.
You're like,
woo!
Real
thing. Yes, sir. All right. Brother Larry West, I'm on that small pioneer group, about, I can't remember, 12 or 14 of us on there. And Brother Larry West got on there a couple weeks ago. He said, man, I'm 40. I've been in church. He's more than 40. He said, I've been in church 40 years. I've been saved 40 years. He kept calling the Lower Alabama youth camp, somewhere deep down there in Alabama. They had a youth camp there 2 weeks ago. He said, I've never seen the Spirit of God poured out like I've seen it down here this week. Woo! Hallelujah. I got on there the other day, and I said, wow. Amen. I only got 2 nights of it. I missed Wednesday night tonight. Everybody said it was so great. But Thursday was awful good to me. One of the best services I ever been in all my life. Kevin Allen got on there a couple of days ago, said Benny Sullivan them youth camp this week. Amen. Brother Kevin Allen got on there and said, man, I've been in church since I've been a little bit. I ain't never seen it like this. I come to tell you, church, amen, trouble, hardship, and heartache will bring the real thing out. God's pouring His Spirit out. God's breathing out revival. And if you want to get a hold of it, you better get real. I said, if you want to get a hold of it, you better get real.
That's good. Yes.
Stop playing religious games and get with it. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Woo! Don't be a Pharisee. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't get in part way.
Amen.
Get in all the way.
Right.
Hey, man. Great God. I believe Jesus loves us, don't you?
Yes.
Amen. No one in history has ever demonstrated love to the extent that Jesus did for us. But even He had limits, amen. These Pharisees and these Sadducees, it made Him sick to His stomach. Oh, yes. He even said in the book of Revelation, I would that you were hot or that you were cold. Because He said, if you're lukewarm, what'd He say? If you're a hypocrite. Amen. If you're trying to act right, but you ain't right, He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Amen. Oh, God. Why not? Amen. Because they were mean people. Why not? Because they weren't real. Them Pharisees and them Sadducees, they were the ones. Amen. While Brother George and Brother Daniel, amen, great God, Sister Kathy, and some of you were shouting and getting in, they were the words on the bicep, hey, over on the side, amen, laughing and mocking, saying, you don't have to do that. You don't have to live like that. That's the Pharisee. That's the Sadducee. That's the one that Jesus couldn't stand. That's the one Jesus said ain't gonna make it because they're not real. I come to tell you, church, don't worry about what nobody thinks. Get real and know you're real and please God. And that's all that matters.
God.
Jesus opposed them. Amen. Oh, yes. What they did with the gospel was like substituting a filet mignon with lunch meat. Come on now.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, amen, trading out a BMW for roller skates. Oh, yes. Amen. They added to, they took away, they put it up somewhere where nobody could attain, but yet they didn't limit themselves. You don't want to be like that, my friend. Oh, no. Amen. But I tell you what you want to do. You want to get it down in your heart. You want to get Him down in your heart and say, Lord, I'm going to give it my all. Jesus, I'm going to give it my all, and I'm going to live for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word Pharisee really means separated one. Amen. Oh, yes. It's a good thought originally, but these Pharisees were so arrogant. They had so much pride. Hey, God. And this sect goes back 135 years before Jesus ever came on the scene. They had things tightened down so tight nobody could live like them. Not even them. Hey, I come to tell us what I'm preaching about tonight. The gospel, the real gospel, it's attainable. You can live right. You can get him down in your heart. You can have the goods. You can be like Brother Rice back there. Have tears run down your face and say, I love him. I love him. You can get love in your heart and love everybody in this house today. Hey, I said it's attainable. It's attainable. You can love everybody in the house.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Not the Pharisees. They pick to choose who they like.
Glory yep. be to God. Amen.
If you start picking and choosing who you like,
that's right.
Look out.
My. That's right.
I have found this out, Bro Tommy. The older I get, Bro George, the more mature I feel like I get in the Lord, the more people I love.
Man. That's it. Respect.
Yeah. Woo!
Come on. Let's start.
If you have trouble loving somebody, find you an altar somewhere and pray.
Mm-hmm.
As you pray through real good, you'll love them. If you ain't, then you didn't get what you needed in that prayer.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about being real. Amen. I'm talking about coming to church and loving folks. I'm talking about coming to church and no matter who's up there singing, whether it's your one you're backing and pushing or not, you boy, you're in with them. That's what I'm talking about here.
Come on.
Whether it's your preacher you're pushing for or not, amen, you're in the house of the Lord.
Right.
And I know we're meant for this, and I've got guys I like to hear preaching. You got guys you like to hear preaching. We got people we like to hear say, I understand different preachers move different people different ways, and vice versa with singers. But I tell you, I've learned, amen, Brother Tommy, I don't care who's up there preaching, as long as they're inside the lids of that word right there,
I'm going to
amen, brother, sick him. Amen, brother, get after it. Hallelujah. God in here. You know why? Because I found out that we're on the same boat together.
Right.
Woo. My. Jesus said the uniform of the Christian was to be our love for him and for each other. Love that goes beyond a bumper sticker.
That's right.
Woo.
Yeah.
Amen. Great God.
Yeah.
Love. And everybody can look and see that you love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what the Pharisees was? And I'm out of voice, so I got to quit. But you know what the attire of the Pharisee was? And I'm going to have time to get into this. I'm not sure on Sundays or on Thursdays. Here pretty soon we're going to get into some of this stuff. Some of this. Amen. But the Pharisees, only way that separated them, they wore certain clothes.
Right.
They wore certain colors.
Yeah.
You could look at them and see they were a Pharisee.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. And you know I'm holiness. I believe holiness. I've lived holiness. I was raised in a holy, old-time holiness church, Brother Daniel. So, yes, I do believe that people should dress according to the Word of God, what become a holiness. Amen.
Right.
God. But when all you got that separates you from everybody else is what you wear, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They could look at them and see what they wore, that they were different. Amen. Great God. But I tell you what, people need to be able to look at you. Amen. And not worry about what you wear per se. And they ought to be able to see Jesus come out of you. They ought to be able to see Jesus. Hey, I've been out before with working. Brother Tom, sweat all over me. Looked pretty rough, to be honest with you. And probably smelled worse than that. Amen. Hey, and folks look at me and say, you're a Christian, ain't you? Hey, you always like to ask them one question. Why do you ask me that? Hey, they say this. There's something different about you. That's what a child of God is. Somebody that's real. There's something different about them. They just don't have to act at the church house, but they walk the walk at the house. They walk the talk at the store. They walk the walk on the job. How come they tell us just be real?
Man, I wish I had a voice here.
Bless the Lord.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, man, be real. I had so much more I wanted to get into. Just be real.
That's it.
Just be real.
Right.
Be real. Be real. And hey, I tell my girls all the time, you don't have to act like somebody else to get somebody to like you.
Right.
Woo!
Very good.
I told my girls this. My boys ain't old enough to talk straight to yet. If you don't think I don't talk straight to them, amen, you'll come around a little more. I told my girls, Brother Tom, I said, you don't never have to act like somebody you're not to get a hold of the attention of anybody, much less a boy.
Exactly right.
Right.
If you got to act all big and bad to impress some boy, if he don't like you for who you are, he can walk the walk and hit the road.
That's right.
Woo, amen. And that's good advice for anybody in here. And you don't have to act like somebody you're not to impress somebody. Because one day that act will run out.
Yeah.
I heard that one old preacher talk about that woman. Said he dated that old woman. Somebody knew dated a woman, and they were older in life. I think both their companions had died. They were each a widow and stuff, and so they ended up getting married. And they dated for a while, and they thought they knew one another. That old man said they got ready for bed that night. First couple of nights in the bed. Said, looked over at that woman, great God. She done took her teeth out. Amen. I forget what and all. She done took about half the things off and put them in the drawer. And he said he looked over at her and he didn't know if he liked her or what was in the drawer. Amen. Great God in heaven. That imitation will wear off one day.
Yeah.
Amen. That make-believe stuff, it's got to come off one day.
Come on.
But, just be you. I believe God loves us for being us. I believe God loves Jason for who Jason is. Hey, church, I really feel on my heart to tell somebody, just be real. Just be who you are. Have a real prayer life. Have a real devotion to God's word. Have a real love for God. Have a real love for his house. And we'll have real revival.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Stand with me in this house. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Pharisees come and go. Brother Metzger, Michael Metzger, he pastors the church, Pioneer Church, for about 20 years or a long time out in Montana, Brother George. He's on that group. But he said when he first came to export many years ago, he said two or three applications. He wanted to go to Export Bible College up in Export, Pennsylvania. A lot of our oldest guys that come out of there, Brother Shoecraft and all them guys, came out of Export. But Metzger said he wanted to go and he never heard back from him. Amen. So he took the long drive and he drove up there. He said, me and my wife hadn't been married long. We hadn't been saved long. We didn't know much about God, but we just knew we wanted to go to Bible College. We wanted to learn how to preach. We wanted to learn how to work for God. He said, we went up there. He said, looking back on it many years later, he said, here I was. He said, I was all scruffy looking, sort of long hair, a great big old bushy beard. He said, my wife had tight blue jeans, or I think it was a tight mini blue jean skirt on. Anyway, he was telling how they looked, and according to what he was saying, they looked tight. And he said he went walking into Dean's office, and he said, hey, we want to enroll in Bible school. Amen. Knocked the Dean off his rocker. Amen. He hung around, didn't really know what to tell him, and he finally looked at him, and he said, well, you know, and he told him several things they need to do. He said, if you'll do that, you're welcome. Come on along. But anyway, old Brother Metzger talked about Brother Anthony, how he showed up rough. Amen. Didn't know much about God. Didn't know much how to dress, didn't know much how to look, but he said this, I had him in my heart. I knew Jesus was living in my heart. Woo! He said, you know what? Amen, our export class
this was one of the biggest ever. I forget, it's pushing 100. They don't have near that many nowadays. Probably 20 would be a big class. Hey, but he said, you know what? Almost every one of them out of them 100, I don't even know where they are now. They're backslid. They turned back on the work of God. They don't even serve God anymore. But he said, hey, that old rough boy, amen, whose wife, amen, didn't look like even a Christian, who I didn't really look much like a Christian. But he said, hey, amen, we're still in it. You know why? Because they was real. They was real. I come to tell you, get real. You get him in your heart. He'll clean you up. He'll mark you up. He'll take you where you need to be. If you just get real.
Pray with me here today, Lord, as they begin to play here today. God, I thank you for the Spirit of God. I wish I had a little voice to preach this on now. Lord, I felt the Holy Ghost back there earlier on my heart. Come back, he's a preacher about the church. The church will be victorious. Lord, I felt like you spoke this to my heart back there. Is there one in this house today that will say, hey, amen, I've tried to just lose my temper. I tried not to find squabble so much at home and just lose it. I've tried not to find squabble so much on my job and just lose it. God, I'd like to be real. I really would. I'd like to really be genuine. I'd like to really live right here like I do in this church. Do at the house. Same way at my job, same way where I am. I don't want to be real.
Yes.
I'm preaching to folks right here, right now, church. Pray for me. They need this. You need this. You need this. This is going to help somebody right here.
Yes.
Feel the Holy Ghost. I ain't no hurry.
Yes.
Just a missing bear with me here just a few seconds. Keep playing. Keep playing. I'm in no hurry. I feel the Holy Ghost dealing right now. I feel the Holy Ghost dealing right now. Hearts. Amen. I'm getting ready to ask you to commit. I'm getting ready to ask you to make a commitment in your heart to God to say, Lord, I'm gonna wash this out. I'm gonna get this clean. Amen. I'm gonna, from this day forward, I'm not gonna be just a faker. I'm not gonna just come to church and sit in church because I know that's what I gotta do. That's what the Pharisees did. They didn't miss the night of church either. Here's the problem I've got. Some of you, you lost that zeal, that fire, that unction, that love that used to be bubbling up in your heart. You do it now because, just like the Pharisees did, it was obligation. It's what they knew they had to do. And I come to tell you, you can get to the place where it's more than just obligation. You do it because you want to. You do it because you love the Lord. You do it because he's bubbling up. David said, my heart's fixed, my cup's full. Hallelujah. That's where you need to get tonight. Amen. So that's my question for you right here. Have me come get this altar tonight. This is an important altar call right here. Have me come get this altar tonight. Say, Lord, I'm going to commit, God. I'm going to commit to being real. I'm going to have a real prayer life. Thank you, Brother Anthony. There's several more of these to commit right here tonight. I'm going to commit to a real prayer life. I'm going to commit to a real devotion reading of God's Word. I'm going to commit to being faithful to your house, God, every time the doors open that I'm not sick, amen. I'm going to commit, God, to raising my family in the fear and the evidence. I want to be real, Lord. I want to be real. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost dealing with heart. I feel you need to be real, amen. You need to get it down in your heart and say, I'm not going to just do it to blend in with the crowd, but I'm doing it because I'm in love with Jesus Christ. I'm doing it because Jesus lives down in my heart, and I want to win others. You can really be real here today.
Today, oh God.
Lord, I just want to be there.
Life of judge preaching.
Yes, Lord.